Hi, and welcome to some game show we call Mesopotamia's Location Game. I'm your host, Eugene, and here are the three contestants, Lucas, Paloma, and Michaela.
Hi!
Okay, now for the prize. You'll be awarded a messy potato so that you will have fond memories of your victory. The main open-ended question is, what was Mesopotamia's location, biome, and environment like? Anyways, question one. In Mesopotamia, what did the farmers harvest?
Chicken nuggets.
Okay, anyways, we had some dealing with Lucas, and you do not have to worry about him whatsoever. We've replaced him with Mr. Daniel here.
Early Mesopotamian farmers farmed many crops. Barley, wheat, beans, peas, cucumbers, leek, lettuce, and garlic. Fruits contained grapes, apples, melons, figs, and date palms for shade and for the fruit.
Wow, Daniel was clearly the best replacement. This proves that the ancient Mesopotamians were great farmers despite not having our modern technology. We'll discuss why the environment was great for the farmers at a later point. Daniel gets 1 point. Okay, question two. How did the ancient Mesopotamians get meat?
I didn't even know that they ate meat. All I thought is that they farmed.
Well, you're wrong. The ancient Mesopotamian farmers also domesticated goats and cows for the meat and their butter. They found some of these animals in their nearby highlands.
Correct. If they only had plants and veggies to consume, they wouldn't be able to get all the proper nutrients required to survive in Mesopotamia's location. That's 1 point for Michaela. Okay, it's time for the third question. What was so good about the soil in Mesopotamia, and how did it get so good?
In ancient Mesopotamia, the soil was both thick and rich, allowing lots of crops to easily develop. The soil was maintained by the Tigris and Euphrates annual flooding.
This is basically why they called the area the Fertile Crescent, because the soil was so fertile. 1 point for Paloma. Wow, I bet you're learning so much stuff. Okay, so let's continue to question four. How did the ancient people avoid getting flooded by the annual floods?
They simply started off by constructing the villages on top of higher ground, and when the floods receded, they resumed farming in the nearby fields.
Yes, the villages were made high enough so that floods wouldn't affect them. They really thought out the flood range and calculated the flood's devastation. Oh yeah, now we'll be offering 2 points. Next, question five. We know that there were lots of date palms, which are basically tall leafy trees. What were the date palms' uses?
It's just as Daniel said in the first question. The date palms acted as great shade so the farmers wouldn't have to work in the sun. Also, the fruit it produces could be eaten and squeezed into a drink or fermented into wine. The ancient text stated they had over 300 uses, but the total is sure to be lower.
So they did have liquor.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you were dead. Security. Okay, anyways, yes, the date palm was very useful for ancient Mesopotamians. That's 2 for Michaela. Okay, next, question 6 is, what was the Tigris and Euphrates water good for?
Though the water was already fresh, most of it was just used for irrigation.
Yes, I thought that was a hard one. Okay, on to question 7. What materials were used to create structures from?
I think that the materials used were clay, mud, and reeds, since that was all that was in their location. They used these materials to build up inner cities and used some of them as trade. Of course, some people, like the Assyrians, had stone.
Correct, that's 2 points for Michaela. Now for question 8. What was the ancient Mesopotamia's biome?
The biome was desert. It was hard to live in that harsh climate, but that's why ancient people moved to the Fertile Crescent. There were rivers there, and they can escape population pressure.
Yes, the outside of the Fertile Crescent was very harsh, so that's the reason the nomadic people went to the Fertile Crescent. That's 2 points for Daniel. Okay, this is the last question, and it's worth 10 points. What was the occupation of most of the Assyrians?
I know this one. They were all brutal killers who specialized in war battles.
Although that's what they were best known for, like their weapons and war skills, most of them had a role where they made use of the nearby rivers.
Wait a minute. I was sure that was the answer.
If it's not that, then what is it?
Most of the Assyrians were actually farmers. They dug holes to carry water and then took that water to feed the animals and water crops.
Huh? I thought I called security on you. But anyways, could you repeat yourself?
Most of the Assyrians were actually farmers. They dug holes to carry water and then took that water to feed the animals and water crops.
Correct. They didn't exactly irrigate the water, but they took the river's water and put it in dug up holes to give to the animals. That's 10 points for you. Although Lucas won extremely fairly, we all learned a lot about Mesopotamia. Did you know that the Tigris River originates in the top of the Taurus Mountains? The lake is 1,750 kilometers long. The ancient Mesopotamians used rafts to deliver their trade via those rivers. Okay, Lucas, here's your prize, the messy potato. I hope this podcast has been very informative to you all.